I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers. And get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hour number 3. My. Our time has flown this morning. If you've missed any parts of our program this morning, I would encourage you to check out. We've had a lot of information. David Chisokas, our constitutional originalist attorney, was on with us to kick things off this morning. We got into the topic of the FBI. I don't know if you knew this or not, but for the first 150 years of our country, we didn't have an FBI. We didn't have a federalized law arm that set up citizens and so forth, which is what, by the way, we're not making this up. And you'll find these articles are going to be up over at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. If you sign up for the email, go get them. But Gateway Pundit actually had sent to them the actual documentation from an FBI confidential human source identifying that the FBI had them infiltrate the Proud Boys, ran an FBI operation on J6, reported that the Proud Boys were innocent, and that it was actual FBI individuals associated with the FBI that are the ones that actually did the actual physical damage to the Capitol and broke the windows. Interesting. Yeah, we'll have to see what happens to Christopher Wray behind that. At any rate, news, of course, mainstream media is not going to cover much of that. But we talked about that. We talked about that illegal activity. We talked about the 25th Amendment, the New York Times report with Joe Biden, and just the implications constitutionally as it relates to that. We talked with Zach Kriegman about his reporting with Reuters and about the misapplication of information by media. We'll talk about all of those things coming up here in just a second with my next guest. We also just got through with a segment with Claire Lopez and Rick Manning talking about the assassination of the former Japanese prime minister and the eerie, I don't know, possible connectivity to the killing of the Lion of Panjshir before 9/11. Not that they're just the same players, but just a very eerie similar scenario. And of course, now potentially China's clear path to invading and taking over Taiwan, with a weakened Japanese resolve to engage and be involved in the defense of Taiwan and in the defense of their own homeland. Lots and lots and lots going on there. And by the way, let me introduce my next guest, see if he saw this. Michael Morris, Newsbusters, Free Speech America. Michael, welcome back. It's been a while. Great to have you.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me on. Glad to be back.
Absolutely. Now, where do you live again, Michael?
We're over here near Washington D.C. It's outside Washington D.C.
Okay, so you're not in New York City.
No.
Okay, that's good because I don't know if you're familiar with New York City is running a PSA. They're very concerned about a nuclear attack and they want their citizens to know what to do in case of a nuclear attack.
I did read that yesterday. That's some terrifying stuff if they're putting out a PSA about this sort.
Well, what's terrifying is what they're advising people that they're going to do if a nuclear bomb drops on New York. Folks, please stay inside. Good idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, and they're telling people to go to inner rooms. You know, don't go outside. Just go in. Go to the innermost space inside the building that you're in. You know.
And wait
really,
a minute.
Really wild.
Well, and the other thing that they want you to do is turn on your television and watch TV. After
right.
The
never
nuclear.
Mind the fact that, yeah. When a nuclear blast goes off, it hasn't, along with an electromagnetic pulse that knocks out all the power. But yeah, turn on your radio, turn on your television, see what the authorities tell you you're allowed to do. Well,
yes. Yeah.
You can't do that. So. Truly absurd stuff.
Oh yes, it's good. It's good. So let's see. What is the other thing? I don't know if you're covering this, but the retired lieutenant general that was dismissed from his mentoring position for his terrible, terrible tweet that he sent out. By the way, I have to say. I am back on Twitter.
Oh, well, welcome back. The Twitter censors let you back on the platform.
Here's what happened. What happened was I was the other night I was having difficulty sleeping. And so I decided to turn on Real America's Voice and Charlie Kirk was on and Charlie was interviewing Alex Berenstain. Alex Berenstain. And I don't know if you're familiar with that, but Alex Berenstain filed a lawsuit against Twitter for having been removed. And everybody else's lawsuits were generally being, you know, quickly dismissed on procedural grounds or whatever, anyway. But Berenson took the tact and said, wait a minute, I'm looking at your own terms, and you didn't follow your terms, and I have correspondence back and forth that proves that you didn't follow your terms, and they settled immediately. The judge said, yep, case can proceed, and Twitter said, whoa, settle. And so when I wrote them, and I said, hey, I'm looking at this Berenson case, and I think my case provides, because remember, my case was about, I said that Eric Swalwell was a Chinese spy whore. Now, that's free speech, that's opinion, but it's also backed up by fact. Reuters wrote an article that said that China, the CCP, were using an NSA spy platform to spy on us. An NSA-developed spy platform was now being used by the CCP to spy on us. Well, gee, I wonder how they got that. And then it came out that Eric Swalwell was, in fact, sleeping with a Chinese spy prostitute for 4 years and helping her, she was a madam, to place her prostitutes with duties within the House Intelligence Committee.
Well, look, it's just like Twitter to turn on a dime when they get called out, right? Yeah. You know, and you were talking about Alex Berenson coming back online. I read a little bit about the court case, actually. And what's interesting, and I think you hit on it, he used contract law, actually, using Twitter's own rules to suggest why he shouldn't have been kicked off the platform. And that's why Twitter so quickly allowed him back on. Apparently, they had initiated a five-strike policy when it came to COVID-19. And apparently, from what I understand, they had removed Berenson without following that five-strike policy they had in place. And so this is good news, I would say, for other people that have been removed. Sure. On the platform,
yep.
for voicing their opinion on COVID-19 that is counter to the leftist narrative. So if that's you, maybe reach out to Twitter and say, hey, you did me the same way you did Alex Berenson, and why am I not back on the platform?
Yeah.
You know, well, that's not a bad tact.
And they sent, so I used that tact, and then they sent me a note back and said, we've reviewed and discovered that, oh my gosh, after all, you didn't die. And I've been gone since December 2020, folks. It's not like this happened yesterday. So I wrote this too, and this ties into the retired Urban General suspended from mentor job for mocking Joe Biden. I tweeted this. What's offensive, because the Daily Mail says, oh, this is offensive what he did. What's offensive to me, Michael, is fake news doesn't think a woman who last month did not know what a woman is, being angry that with this revelation, she is devastated. Women can't kill women anymore is offensive.
Look, I agree with you. It is offensive. You know, my wife and I have been trying to have kids we've been married for 11 years now. We've been trying to have kids for a decade and are unable to have kids. And we've got people all around the country, unfortunately, on the left, complaining that they cannot kill their unborn children. That is truly, it's heartbreaking for me. It's heartbreaking for my wife.
Yeah.
For people that can't have children, that want to have children. And we've got people screaming, literally screaming in some cases, that they can't kill their unborn children. It's incredible.
And the adoption process is so, as I'm sure you know, is challenging. I had a business partner, and I really, and things kind of, anyway, but, the blessing that came out of that is that she and her husband couldn't have children, and our business's success provided the means for them to be able to afford the adoption. But I did a whole series on this with Gianna Jessen years ago, talking about, you know, how we need to stop abortion. But my God, Michael, we've got to come up with some solutions as well. Pregnancies aren't going to stop until we teach morals in school. That's just the bottom line. Until we teach people about the value of their bodies and not giving their bodies away, and we stop Planned Parenthood from indoctrinating children between the ages of 4 and 9. That being said, couples such as yourself should have much more easy access to be able to help a young lady who becomes pregnant, who says, I can't take care of this child, I want to put this child up for adoption, and make that process easier.
Right. Look, I think you touched on it here. Policy is downstream of culture. And you were saying how that should be taught in school. Churches need to do a better job of explaining this sort of thing to their congregations as well. And the Christian people across America need to stand up and let their voices be heard.
Amen.
Don't be silenced, folks. You got to speak truth. And this is an extremely important issue. And thankfully, Roe v. Wade was overturned, and we have an opportunity here to continue to move the ball forward. But interestingly, you know, you sent this story over to me this morning. Hollywood lefties, what did they do on July 4th? Well, they rose up to talk about this very thing and defending abortion. Truly, truly grotesque stuff, as I'm sure you know.
Yes.
Jessica Chastain said, "Happy Independence Day from me and my reproductive rights." She posted that, and of course was, I believe, flipping people the bird with both hands. On 4th of July, disgusting. This is the message that Hollywood wants to put out.
Instead of life, Perry, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, let's kill babies. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Michael Morris, Free Speech America Newsbusters. Be sure and check them out. Newsbusters, get signed up for their email. And you can follow us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Get signed up for our emails, and we send out a lot of their information via our news sections. So if you get signed up at GenGenerationRadio.com, you'll get a lot of their material as well. You were talking about Hollywood and their far left, and you were about to tell us the Katy Perry story, which is just mind-blowing. But please, go ahead and tell us that story, Michael, if you would.
Yeah, so also on July 4th, Katy Perry got in on the quote-unquote leftist fun. She tweeted out, "Baby, You're a Firework," which is, of course, one of her songs, is a 10, but women in the U.S. have fewer rights than an actual sparkler, SMH, which is, of course, shake my head. I mean, my goodness, where to begin with that tweet? You know, women have fewer rights than an actual sparkler. That's incredible. What about the unborn women that are being killed in the act of abortion? You're not only taking away their rights, you're taking away their life. And Katy Perry, from this tweet, doesn't appear to care about the rights of those women, but instead is complaining about these alleged rights of women who want to kill their unborn children. She thinks that that's a right. Truly incredible stuff to end someone else's life. Not their own, someone else's life.
Right. Right.
Awful.
Yeah, no question. New York Times story on Joe Biden and his mental competency. I mean, I know the source, New York Times, but it certainly is an interesting, I don't know, it's just interesting how this is being portrayed, Michael, when previously all attempts to suggest that there was a mental deficiency were met with vigorous defense. You remember those stories, Michael?
Well, look, you know, just goes to show you the liberal media's bias, right? You know, we've got 41-year high inflation announced today. I think it's 9.1%. That's just what's being reported. And you're right. Look, New York Times and the other leftists in the media were defending Biden and saying, oh, no, absolutely not. You can't say that he's mentally incapacitated. You can't talk about him. You know, you're bigoted, et cetera, so on and so forth, when he was running for president. And then even shortly thereafter. But record high inflation, and all of a sudden, oh, maybe we don't like Joe Biden, says the New York Times. Maybe we don't want to support him for 2024. The bias is truly incredible, but it's not surprising. You know, they're already shifting in preparation for what could be major losses, according to other outlets in the midterm elections here, and they're trying to gear up for 2024.
You know, the other thing that is making the rounds, you know, or continues to make the rounds, I guess, in the news is the Ukraine Russia situation, and Putin just announced that he's headed to Tehran for a meeting with the Iranian imam. That seems like that should be a pretty big story to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting, as all things are in the Middle East. And, you know, we certainly pray for those people over there. And, you know, the media does need to do a better job at covering that area. You know, all that I've heard for the most part is we need to defend Ukraine, defend Ukraine, defend Ukraine. But there are other things going on across the Middle East, as you're mentioning as well. And the media should be covering those as, you know, just as important, particularly with our allies over there, Israel, being threatened by the Iranians.
One final story that I think, and this speaks, goes to, you know, free speech issues and things of that nature, and that is the legal battle now between Twitter and Elon Musk and the bot issue. I'm glad to be back on Twitter, but I have to wonder, you know, how many real people am I interacting with?
Yeah, it is interesting. Elon seems to be suggesting that there are more bots than what he's being told from Twitter. Twitter has been suggesting that there are about 5% of bot activity on the platform, but Elon, I believe, said somewhere up around 20%. So that's been a concern of his with his ongoing acquisition and now backpedaling on that acquisition a little bit here. But I think this is going to be tied up in court for quite some time. And, of course, for those of you that have been following Musk's Twitter account, he posted a meme out there suggesting that this is exactly what he wanted, to try and force Twitter's hand, perhaps, to get more accurate bot information if indeed Twitter has not been forthcoming with how many bots are on the platform.
Well, and that bot, I mean, the bot thing is a significant issue, especially in light of the, you know, concerns that we all have about the influence of social media and the influence of social media on culture and mindset and, you know, truth versus fiction, fake news, all of those things. But the reality that we need to make sure that if these platforms are going to have this kind of influence, that there are, you know, conservative minded voices that have the ability to speak freely. And real quickly, where's the Free Speech America website they can go to?
Yeah, check us out at newsbusters.org, the free speech tab there. You can also check us out on censortrack.org. Again, that's censortrack.org.
Yep, censortrack.org, and check out the Alex Berenson case, because that may give you back your Twitter freedom. Here we go. I'll be back. More. Our second half coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nega products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code, and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest that is joining me is Randy Pullen. And Randy, I don't know, I've got your iPhone. Are you able to do camera with us today, or does that not work for you? Okay. No problem. I will locate a picture and bring it up on the screen. Well, welcome aboard. It's good to have you with me. Thanks for being here.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, Pastor Greg. It really is.
Thank you.
There is a lot going on. We're in a very critical election year, so a lot of things have to be taken care of, as we kind of discussed before.
Yeah.
As far as the audit in Arizona is concerned, all that information was provided to the Attorney General literally back in October, November. And he's had that information, and believe me, there was plenty of evidence that we provided that there was issues with the election. And he has not followed up and done anything, but they've investigated, but they've not really followed up and done anything with the information. And that's kind of disappointing. Much of what's in 2000 Mules, I mean, we had evidence of similar things that was turned into the AG. So most of the things in 2000 Mules was nothing new to me, quite frankly.
Right, sure. Well, I guess so. Then I guess the question is, you know, in light of all the work that was done, because the initial reports that the media portrayed coming out of Arizona was, there's, you know, essentially pass on nothing to see here, no actions to be taken, seemed to be the media narrative. Did you read the media's narrative similarly?
Well, yes, I did. I read it, and I, you know, given everything we provided to the media while we were doing the audit, for them to say something like that was inexcusable.
Okay.
Clearly not reflecting the facts or the reality that was going on.
So in light of that,
Pastor Greg, or else they're just too stupid to understand how long it takes to do an investigation.
Well, yeah, it appears that it's one or the other, right? It's one or the other.
We had this discussion before, but so I was a audit partner with Deloitte and Touche.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've done plenty of audits. I've done forensic audit literally for the federal government of banks. Okay, mm-hmm. So I understand how audits work. And the issue we've always had with Maricopa County on this audit was they were not cooperating. You cannot conduct a thorough audit if who you're auditing does not cooperate with you. And when you find anomalies and you ask them, well, why did this happen this way? And they won't answer you. Okay. So you cannot get to a final conclusion. And this is exactly what I told numerous members of the press, and they ignored it.
Okay, which is that they're not going to, or they are not answering the appropriate questions in order to truly be transparent and come clean and explain why these issues are being allowed to happen.
Right. Let me just give you one very big example of just how difficult this has been. So we did an initial analysis of the signatures on the early ballot envelopes. We found a number of them that could never, ever, ever have been accepted because they were just scribbles. It wasn't really a signature. Some of them were blank, okay, but they just were accepted and the ballots were counted. And so we reported this back in September, and the county kind of pushed back on it in their response and saying, you know, you just don't know what you're doing. But then what we did as a follow-up to that, Dr. Shiva and I then examined all of the signatures using two teams of signature analysts. And each team had three people, and one team was three professionals that this is what they did for a living, okay, and they reviewed the Maricopa County rules and understood, you know, what their process was, and they went through and looked at signatures. And then we had another group of three that were like volunteers like you would have, and okay. We trained the two teams do their analysis of the signatures. And the bottom line was, and we were very, very conservative about it, and we only included signatures that all six agreed the ballot should not have been opened without first having the signature cured. And there was over 200,000 envelopes that did not meet the criteria. And we asked the county if they would like to go over with us, and they ignored us. Okay. So that's what we're up against. But let me kind of elaborate on some things that are going on now.
Please.
The county, which is just south of Maricopa County, it's a large county, they had a problem, and someone, Tiffany Shedd, who's running for attorney general, she lives in Eloy, but for some reason, she got a new voter card, and it showed that she lives in Casa Grande, which is there. Okay. And she reported it to the county and said, we need to get to do it. And she never got a new ID. And then they got their ballots, and the ballots were incorrect. In other words, it had the wrong candidates on there at the county level. And they reported that, and the county basically, Pinal County, told them essentially, you know, to shut up, don't say anymore, leave it alone, They don't know what, she doesn't know what she's talking about. All those, she's just running for attorney general. Okay. And then, this got reported to the press and the press dug into it. And guess what? They discovered that there were over 63,000 ballots mailed out that had the incorrect elections races on the ballots that they were sent to. So that means they have to send out new ballots. And so now, they still voted, and then they, you know, again, what it shows you is incompetence. They don't know what they're doing, and it always comes back to what I always say, is if you want something done right, do not hire the government.
Well, absolutely not. No, if you want something done right, do not hire the government. Yeah. I guess the question, I mean, we're still in a battle, too, relative to whether or not the states are going to retain the rights to determine how elections are run, or if the federal government is going to keep swooping in trying to take control of the situation. Where do you see that battle going, Randy?
To the Supreme Court. That, I mean, it's pretty clear in the Constitution, the way it's drafted, that the states have control over elections, not the federal government. And that even includes federal races, whether you're voting for a congressman or a senator or the president. That's still at the state level, although the federal government has been pushing for years on this. And in some respects, I can understand it. Because initially the way this kind of started out was, so we had Americans that were overseas in the military or working overseas, and so it was difficult for them to get their ballots, and so the federal government's helping them with that.
Sure.
And so the federal government creates the federal ballot, which just has the federal races on it. And then they tell the states that you must accept this federal ballot, and most states agreed to that, although now Arizona's pushing back on that.
You're cutting in and out a little bit, Randy.
But the point is that, oh, I'm sorry. Any better now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that better?
I think just when you're moving a little bit that it's jumping on us.
Okay. So essentially, the federal ballots were required to be used, and then they started doing is saying that anybody who lived in the state, or was a resident of the state, they could use the federal ballot if they wanted to vote that instead of the state ballot.
Right.
The federal ballot only has federal elections. The state ballot has federal elections, state elections as well. Okay, and so they were saying you had to accept that at the state level now all of a sudden, which the state of Arizona has pushed back on that. And the legislature's passed legislation saying, no, you have to use the state ballot. So that's going to be fought out in the federal court. But that's fine, because I think we win that fight. And it comes down to states have control of the elections, not the federal government.
But you have another group of individuals that are suggesting that, well, but states are somehow limiting access to voting, and so the federal government needs to come in and defend and secure the rights of these individuals who are being limited. That's their narrative.
Yes, it is. And that is a very, very old narrative that went back to, as you know, that blacks were
Jim Crow
not
and so
being,
on. Yeah.
Yes, Jim Crow rules. They were not being allowed to vote.
Which is not true. Not an accurate depiction.
Yeah, there was some that stuff. There was a problem in the day that doesn't happen anymore, quite
right.
frankly. But to continue to use that excuse is wrong. You know, it's kind of like Roe versus Wade, where that was their explanation until finally the Supreme Court said, no, sorry, we didn't really have the right to make that.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Randy Pullen is my guest. We're talking about elections, and we're getting into it. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the communities are so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the pitch. On the ground.
Gosh.
And this is this borewell we have put. And pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit formula. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action. through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, my special guest, Randy Pullen. And so I was closing that. But, Randy, I mean, you have to see the video of my accident to fully understand and embrace the severity of the injuries. Because they're hard, you know, when you see, for example, the picture of my face, I get people all the time that look at that the first time and they're like, the heck is that? And I'm like, that's my face. And they're like, it's what? And I'm like, yeah, the plastic piece over the, that's my nose. Oh my God.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I mean, because I broke my neck, I broke my back, I broke my entire right rib cage, I broke both wrists and both hands, I degloved my face, broke my left orbital. You know,
definitely God was looking after you.
I broke my pelvis, hip, femur, tibia, and fibula on my left leg, and that's my good leg. Crushed the bottom of her right knee, crushed the top of the tibia, severed the main artery, and severed all the nerves below my right knee.
Jeez.
They flew me, I mean, they held me together, but they flew the pieces of me from the accident scene to the hospital.
Man.
And then they put me back together again. And that was to save my daughter's life. I knocked down tools that were coming through the windshield at 55 miles an hour out of the back of the truck that pulled across the highway and blocked us. And we hit him at 55 miles an hour. He just pulled out of a driveway across. He was an older man that didn't know where he was, pulled across the highway and stopped his truck. Across two lanes, gave us nowhere to go with a big rig coming up over the other side of the mountain, coming the other direction, and a concrete driveway with a basically a dip, a drop that was, you know, that was where the driveway crossed over into the highway.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing that you survived, really is.
It is. No, it's a miracle of God. It is a miracle of God. So if somebody says God doesn't do miracles, here I am. And if you're listening to what we're talking about today, and you're thinking, man, the only way this country gets restored, God has to do something miraculous to fix America. Well, I'm here to tell you that God still today does the miraculous. My wife calls them, I forget, there's a particular parable term, prophetic parable. I am a prophetic parable of America. Because America is as busted up as I was. And if God can restore this to a functional place to still have an impact in the world, then God can take a fractured nation and he can restore that nation and he can once again elevate her to the place of having the kind of influence that she was intended to have in this world. I believe that, or I wouldn't be here, Randy.
Yes. It's very clear. You have a future, a reason for being here. There's no question about that, Pastor Greg.
I believe it, brother. I believe it. And I believe we all do. And I believe you do. And I believe that you and I have been connected. I thank the Lord for Johanna and her connecting us. But I believe you and I are connected. I believe this platform exists so that information such as you have can be shared. So we've got about a minute, about 2 minutes left to share it. Tell me everything you want to get out, as much as you can of it, right now in the next 2 minutes, please.
Well, I just want to go back to what's been going on here, and we need to fix the system. There's no question about that. It's broken all across the country. I've seen it going back 2 decades ago when I was a chairman of the Republican Party for a number of years. We had problems then. The same problems still exist today. They have not been fixing the problems. And until we hold people responsible, and in other words, that means that they don't follow the rules and regulations, which they violate all the time, then they need to pay a price like any other criminal should pay a price for what they're doing. And what their criminality is destroying our nation. And that is the problem. And until they realize that their number one purpose is to serve the people and make sure things are done right and not to serve themselves personally, we got a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and again, you know, people like yourself who are saying, hey, you know, something else can be done. It doesn't have to stay this way. We can fix it. But there has to be, you know, an absolute engagement in the process in order for that to happen. People have to engage it. It's really, at the end of the day, it's up to we the people to decide, what am I going to do?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, and again, I don't want to people to believe I'm saying the Maricopa County supervisors are crooks. I'm not saying that at all, quite frankly. What I'm saying is the system is broken. They know it's broken. We've had that discussion, and they're trying to fix it, but they can't get it fixed. But they won't acknowledge they have the problems because they know that for them to say, yes, the system is broken, politically, that's a disaster for them individually. And
right.
So they're not going to do that. They're just going to continue to cover it up and say, everything is fine. Everything is good. Let's just move on.
And it's
and
yeah,
that's,
we got it. Yeah.
And it's not.
Yeah. We got to jump. We got to jump. All right, my friend, God bless you. Thanks for being here. Hold tight. Don't go anywhere. Folks, I'll be back with you tomorrow. Remember, at the end of the day, God's word tells us we have obligation at the end of the day. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.